We started out downtown Port Hope, and we were on Walton Street, and we were there for quite a number of years. And the idea came that, my daughter came along, and we thought it might be kind of good to be working at the house a little more often. And it was made available that there was a log cabin. We were able to reconstruct it and turn it into our art and music studios in our backyard. One side's music and one side's art, and so Logjam Studios is one side and Journey Through the Arts on the other side.
So you're the music connection, recently opening Northumberland Rocks with Marty and the Mojos, for example, and your wife is a graduate of OCAD, bringing the arts and design?
When she left school, she decided to open Journey Through the Arts as a way for youth to experience art, music, and drama as a chance to just try things out and, you know, hold a paintbrush for the first time, maybe, you know, in some cases, or an instrument for the first time, or to act in a play with very low pressure and all on their own terms. So the kids write their own music, they write their own plays, they create their own art galleries, and do it in a summer program. So it's 1 week of the summer that they come, and then the next week's a different group, and we do that. And this is our 21st year. We just finished doing that. So it's been a long time, and it's been great to see all the kids come through who now have, in some cases, their own kids, which is pretty wild for us. And then she does private art workshops as well at our studio and goes into schools and things like that. So
this area has developed a bit of a reputation for arts and culture. Do you find it's really competitive?
I think in Northumberland in general, Port Hope, Coburg, and surrounding areas, the arts are very treasured. It's something that people come to this area because they know like-minded people are around them that do the same thing. And I think if you're new to this community, you can start to, you know, with very little investigation, start to find people. And the great thing about small communities is everybody talks about, you know, the other groups and say, hey, have you met these people? And I think there's a real sense of community here as well, that, you know, everybody's rooting for the other person. You know, it's not competition here like it might be in a major city or something. We're all just like, yeah, let's all, you know, view the arts as one big collective group. And the more that are doing it, the better it is for everybody, because then more of that comes here.
So you perform, give lessons, and Logjam Music is also a fully functional recording studio.
I wanted to give kids a chance to do it. And so that's one of the things with the lessons that I try to do is have them at some point write and record something so that they have a finished piece of music that they've done and that they can go through the process of the recording studio at a really low pressure, you know, kind of one step at a time way, rather than, you know, paying, you know, to go somewhere and just have to do it and cut it in an hour and get out of there, and where they're going to be freaked out. And I try to always remember, you know, or to tell them that, just remember that, you know, live performance is much harder than recording, because you only get one shot live, and recording, we can do it 85 times if we want to, you know, there's no time limit on it. It's really nice to see, you know, everybody kind of finds this area, and it's become, for art and music and cultural things like that, a really nice place to live and to, you know, grow up. It's good.